Dear Leviticus, I am the only one of three trumpeters in the Sacred Heart Catholic Band, fourth grade, who did not turn out to be gay. Still, I suppose being a poet counts as a kind of coming out, a strangeness among herds of farm boys and wrestlers who counter doubts with fists and wear as little as possible to work. One leads a gay men's chorus in San Francisco, the equivalent among cliches of fighting fire with fire. The other moved just down the highway to Cedar Falls and switched from trumpet to oboe, hearkening back to when he helped change the double reed of a dark-haired girl who loved him. We three were also the quickest to come back with the correct scripture, while others avoided Father Connolly's gaze and flipped in vain through their Bibles, tissue pages brushing wrists of dubious thickness. I am thinking about this because last night at a party welcoming new faculty, a man said he could see the bohemian blood showing in my eyes, which he held until I reached awkwardly for the spinach dip, feigning cluelessness the way women do whenever I compliment one feature while staring too long at another. Still, how not to be flattered? It's autumn, and our planet is broiling, thanks to the exhaust left behind as we hurry along, speechless in our haste to escape or hasten back to a chosen lover's touch that still kindles the skin like the kiss of God.